This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Government approves President Ramchandra Podol's upcoming visit to Switzerland and Germany. Jeep accident kills 4 people at Ratanangla of Surkhet district. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda shares government's plan to implement bank to address demand and supply of jobs and entrepreneurship development. Nepal improves the budget transparency, securing 50 score in open budget survey. And UN experts call for immediate sanctions embargo against Israel. Now the news in detail. The government has approved President Ramchandra Podol's upcoming visit to Switzerland and Germany. The meeting of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers held in Simhadarbhar today approved President Podol's visit to attend the International Labour Conference to be held in Geneva on the 13th of June. Government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma said that there is also a schedule of President Podol to visit Germany from Geneva. 4 people died in a jeep accident that took place early this morning at Ratanangla in Birendranagar municipality along the Surkhet Dailek road section in Surkhet district. The accident involved a jeep with passengers going to Calicut from Surkhet. The district police office Surkhet said that the deceased are Tanta Kami Birendra BK and Navaraj BK of Subakalika Rural Municipality 3 in Calicut and Mahendra Sahi of Bhairabi Rural Municipality 4 in Dailek. According to the district traffic police office Surkhet, the jeep was carrying 6 passengers. 2 injured in the accident are undergoing treatment at Provincial Hospital in Surkhet. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says the government will implement the concept of implement bank to ensure employment to the available human resources on the basis of knowledge, skills and technical expertise. Addressing an employment fair in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister argued that the employment bank will deal with the issue of demand and supply of jobs and entrepreneurship development. The head of the government said that entrepreneurship development would be expedited by best utilizing the labor, skills and experiences of returning migrants and others staying within the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal said a socialist cultural revolution was necessary for social transformation. Inaugurating the 8th National Conference of People's Culture Federation of Nepal today, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for establishing a socialist culture by wiping out superstition. The Open Budget Survey 2023 has revealed that Nepal has improved its budget transparency score 50, which is higher than global average score 45 out of 100. Nepal scored 31 in public participation in budgetary process, which is higher than the average global score 15 out of 100. Likewise, the country scored 36 in legislature oversight, lower than the global average, whereas Supreme Audit Institute SAI oversight is 67, which exceeds global average. However, Nepal's budget transparency score is short of a score 61 that is considered minimum threshold to foster an informed public debate on fiscal policies and practices. A bill aiming to amend the Constitutional Council Functions, Duties, Power and Procedures Act 66 rather, Bikram Sambat, has been endorsed by the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives. According to Committee President Ram Hari Kathiwada, a meeting of the committee today passed the bill with amendments. The bill had been pending for long in the committee due to lack of consensus among the political parties regarding the decision procedures of the council. Finance Minister Barsamaan Phoon has said that the budget unveiled by the government for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 has received positive comments. At a program organized by Nepal Association of Financial Journalists, NAFIS in Kathmandu today, Minister Phoon said that stakeholders had made their comments on the budget, terming it balanced and realistic document. Likewise, President of the Federation of Nepali Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, Chandra Prasad Dhakal, stressed on the need of implementation of the issues raised by the private sector which are incorporated in the budget. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
समस्या पोस्ट पेनमा नि आयो।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
ओहो सम्झे, प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो।
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Foreign Secretary Shoa Alam Sal on Wednesday held a discussion with Minister of Foreign Affairs, Agriculture, Trade and Barbuda Affairs of Antigua and Barbuda, Everly Paul Seth Green. Secretary Alam Sal is leading the Nepali delegation to the 4th International Conference in Small Island Developing States. During the meeting held at St. John's at the sidelines of the SIDS for matters related to Nepal, Antigua and Barbuda relations, implementation of internationally agreed development goals, including sustainable development goals, were discussed. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari says the projects of agri current fiscal year, mainly those of national pride and strategic importance, will be continued in the upcoming fiscal year as well. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Press Authority Nepal Kailali chapter today, Minister Bhandari said that the government has mainly prioritized the continuity of the projects of the national pride and those related to infrastructure development carrying strategic importance. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Hanan Gadir, has demanded unconditional release of all 125 people, including Bipin Joshi, who was abducted by the fundamentalist group Hamas. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of Israel's 76th Independence Day today, Ambassador Gadir made the demand. Ambassador Gadir informed that Israel wants a release of those who are held hostage. Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav graced the event. The Israeli ambassador also expressed his commitment that Israel would continue to maintain peace and tolerance in the West Asia. You're listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United Nations experts have issued the call for decisive international action and call for immediate sanctions and an armed embargo against Israel after Israel's strike on Rafah, killing 45 people. The CNN quoted the government media office in Gaza saying that at least 45 people were killed and 200 others were injured after the Israeli strike hit a camp for displaced people. Similarly, Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights issued a statement stressing that the attacks are a flagrant violation of international law. Shortly after the attack, the Israel Defense Forces IDF announced that two senior Hamas officials had been killed after targeting a Hamas compound. The group of experts called for an independent probe into the attack on Rafah as well. Extreme temperatures across India are having their worst impact in the country's teeming megacities. The AFP News Agency on Thursday quoted experts as warning that the heat is fast becoming a public health crisis. Director at Research Institute Climate Trends, R.T. Khosla, said that the cities are more vulnerable to the compounding effects of urbanization and climate change. India is enduring a crushing heat wave with temperatures in several cities sizzling over 45 degrees Celsius. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to chilly cloudy in Kusi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is also likely to occur at a few places of Kusi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of hilly region of Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government approves President Ramchandra Podil's upcoming visit to Switzerland and Germany. Jeep accident kills four people at Ratanangla of Surkhet district. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda shares the government's plan to implement bank to address the demand and supply of jobs and entrepreneurship development. Nepal improves the budget transparency, securing 50 score in Nepal Open Budget Survey. And UN experts call for immediate sanctions on embargo against Israel. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.